Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and .NET Radio here at the 15th anniversary of .NET, and I'm here with John Shuchuk. Welcome, sir.
Hey.
Thank you for coming to talk to us.
Happy to.
You've been involved with Microsoft for quite a while now. When did you join?
Back in 1993, they bought my company.
Wow. Holy man.
Just about before Christmas, it was very nice.
Yeah, no, that's a good Christmas. No,
yeah,
no
yeah,
two ways
good,
about it.
Good.
And then, I mean, that means you were there for all the Visual Basic, you were there for Studio.
Yeah.
When did you get involved with .NET?
A bunch of us worked on this crazy project called Visual InterDev.
Yes, I remember.
Which was this crazy idea that the web would be a development platform.
It might be a thing.
And we thought there was this language, JavaScript, and we should probably support that. And
yeah.
That was very controversial at the time.
Well, and you generated a lot of JavaScript for us, too, because it was a different kind of language. I think a lot of people struggled with it, and especially in those early days.
Yep. So we built the first development tools for the web and mm-hmm. JavaScript. And we built this thing in this new shell. And that shell ultimately became Visual Studio. So I ended up being the GPM for Visual Studio.
Right.
And doing this crazy InterDev thing. Mm-hmm. And then there was a little bit of tension around that time. Because not everybody from the VB and VJ and VC++ team thought we should all be one big happy family.
You left FoxPro out of that conversation.
That's true, we did. Eric Rutter loved that thing. But
yep.
So we had this theory we could bring everything together.
Right, common development environment.
Yeah, and that was a crazy idea. So I was kind of leading that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, not everybody thought that was such a good plan.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest parts of the tension was between the VB team.
Yep.
And the VI team.
Interesting.
And there were some pretty staunch advocates for strongly typed languages mm-hmm. and so on. And ultimately, Brad Lovering
yes.
and I got together. We had a meeting in the Building 4 cafeteria, and we said, what's the deal? Like, why don't we figure out a way to do this together? And we brought those two teams together and ultimately delivered a whole bunch of this stuff.
Wow.
And through there was Mike Tatonghi and Chris Broom, Patrick Dassault, a bunch of other folks building this NGWS thing.
Yes.
Which became .NET. And so ultimately, we kind of corralled the whole thing together, went to this crazy guy who was running the company, Paul Moritz,
mm-hmm.
and we said it would be fantastic if we had an alternative to the Java platform, where everything could be brought together into a common language runtime.
Right. And multiple languages,
because yep.
you had multiple languages coming into this.
Yep. So we brought a lot of those folks together. There were the people building the engines, the people building the libraries above it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time.
It was exciting. It was a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's amazing the quality of what was produced.
And I remember the PDC of 2001, the sort of .NET PDC.
Where was that one?
Orlando.
Oh, yes. Yes. I remember that one.
And in some ways, Microsoft was anxious, too. It's like, there's a baby. The baby's coming, and it's kind of a big deal.
Yep.
But it was, and we got bits. We got CDs.
Yes.
And we all ran off and spun the CDs. And
yeah. I still have some.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't know if they still work,
I keep
too.
A box, and
yeah.
I like have Visual InterDev stuff.
Oh, wow.
I even have T-shirts from before that. It's kind of crazy. I didn't bring any. There was
a couple T-shirts running around in the party
yeah,
here
I saw.
That had 3.5-inch floppies on them, and I pointed them and went, isn't that a save icon? Isn't that what that is? It's a long time ago now.
It is a while ago.
So today, I mean, .NET's radically different than what it was. You've got a new version of Studio coming 20
yep.
years on, and now 15 years into .NET, cross-platform, open source. Like, who would have thunk it?
I think that the concepts, particularly as we brought in the incredible work that Anders did around mm-hmm. C# and the innovation that kind of pervaded the whole thing, it's really driven the industry in a lot of ways.
Sure.
And so I don't think it's really that surprising, given the quality of the technical work that the team did, that it finds applicability in other places.
Well, and then you know, there's a Roslyn version of C#, where now you can use C# anywhere you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's quite wide open to you.
But again, I think the draw is that core of the the deep thoughtfulness that went
very
into
well considered, and I always found a path forward for our developers too.
Yes,
it's always been fun that as an external person, as a Microsoft technology developer, you've always had a home for us, one form or another. Yeah. Sometimes their homes were trickier than others, but it was always a place to go.
So I kind of step back and think about some of the big questions, and it was interesting. I was just talking to Anders Heilsberg tonight, and we were talking about some of these fairly complex questions that people think about in terms of the models for programming.
Sure.
And one of the things we were thinking about is the way the observable model from things like RRX, JS, and promises work and how they come together. And even now, like Anders is thinking about, wow, is there some intermediate space? I kind of give him a little nudge.
Like, right.
Boy, it would be cool.
It would be great if we could pull that together.
Kind of pulled that together because he is very good at that kind of work.
Well, he has a knack for knowing what we actually need as developers, even when we don't know.
Even when we don't know, I agree with you.
And I've had that experience where I've had an opportunity to ask him a question personally, and he's answered it very politely, but in a way that lets me know, I've thought about this problem a long time.
Yes. Yeah, that's what he did tonight for me.
Thoughtful. Yeah, I can't wait to see what he does next. I can't wait to see what you do next, too, because you've got a cool role right now.
Having a great time.
Yeah. It's so much interesting technology coming out of the TED team.
Well, the thing that I love about the particulars of the team is the way we've been able to change the way Microsoft kind of interacts with customers.
Sure.
We've just got these great developers, many of whom are here tonight, who are out there to try and just help people solve their hardest problems.
Right.
And what we've found is this amazing thing, which is if we go help them solve their hardest problems, it kind of works out for Microsoft in the long run.
And helping people be successful, who knew?
Yeah, exactly. And it is a little bit of a shift. I think Satya has been really instrumental in kind of creating this notion of the partnership as opposed to kind of trying to sell people things.
Yeah, I think it's a better way to go.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the future. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too.
Can't wait to see what the next 15 years of .NET looks like.
Looking forward to it.
John, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks.
And can we have a big happy birthday, .NET?
Happy birthday, .NET.